T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, 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 welcome to a Marks and Reese show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, we have a lot to talk about today. Time is short. Well, Ike, it's not Monday. Today's not Tuesday. It's not Thursday yet. It's certainly not a football Friday. What is it?
Happy Wednesday, brother!
Yeah, this is the first real official Wednesday.
Well, I mean, it's the first one we've had since, obviously, the Rams week of last year.
With an active.
Yeah, exactly. With
Carson
an active.
Wentz.
I've been doing the Wednesday since his rookie year, but it's been a while since he's been a part of the game plan. And he got his buddy back. Got his old buddy back today.
Jordan Matthews.
Yes, sir.
Jeremy Maclin might be on the horizon.
Yes, sir.
He may be next. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine with me. From the available guys that are out there right now, Jordan Matthews, I think, will make you better if he's able to go this week or whenever he's in there. Does that mean that he's changing the dynamic of the offense? Of course not. But he's a guy that's been in this league and has played in this league and has put up numbers with the Eagles. Now, what does he eventually do? I'm not expecting big things.
Uh-huh.
He can help out for a couple weeks.
A couple weeks? He'll be helping out the rest of the year.
I guess what I'm saying is right now, my whole focus is getting week to week, right? Like, we know the end goal is to get back to the Super Bowl, but right now I'm just concerned about one game at a time, getting through that week, getting a win, and then moving on as you try to get Alshon Jeffrey back, as you try to get Jay Ajayi healthy, as you try to get Darren Sproles back.
Right.
That's where I am right now. Jordan can help in the short term.
No, Jordan's going to have to help all year.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that yet.
Okay. Okay. My only point is that he's not a week, unless he can't play, I don't think they signed him to be a week-to-week guy. You've lost Mike Wallace for the rest of the year.
Yes.
You know, that's not Mike Wallace is not coming back, and we don't know when Mac Hollins will be back. So this receiving core is thin. Even when Alshon gets back, that's why we're talking about the possibility of signing Jeremy Maclin.
Right.
Yeah. They.
And it's not like Mac Hollins has been an offensive juggernaut.
Exactly.
So you're right. I mean, yeah. You definitely hope that Jordan Matthews is a key contributor for the rest of the season.
Oh, he's back home. It just seems like Jordan Matthews has been gone for a while. You know, they traded him last summer. He's been gone for a year.
At the end of training camp.
Yeah, he's been gone for a year.
Today I'm driving in thinking, if I had him on for an interview today, like, all right, it was last training camp.
Yeah, training camp last year.
So he thought at the beginning of the season he was an Eagle and they were going to go for the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden he's traded. They win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's right back here.
Yep. And if he's healthy.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, you know.
He can help.
I'm actually excited about that there, but also what Nelson is going to bring from the outside. You know, Nelson has to go out and play on the outside, I would imagine, and I have no concerns about that. I think this is going to give Nelson an opportunity to show exactly what he is. He's a complete wide receiver. It's the reason why he was drafted in the first round. I think he's our best all-around wide receiver, and this is going to allow him to expand his role in not only this offense, but as a receiver.
Yes.
So, and the best thing about Nelson now is his head is in the right place. He's always had the ability. He has the speed. He's a 4.42 guy.
Yeah, he knows he can do it now.
Yeah, yeah. Now he has the confidence of doing it.
He does. Yeah. He does. So we'll get into that as the show continues. Wait, you know, they have the ESPN 30 for 30, and they have the voice guy that says, what if I told you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
What if I told you that the Eagles will be 4-4 heading into the bye week? What if I told you that I'd be okay with that at this point? And the season wouldn't be totally lost. What if I told you 4-4 right now would look okay to me? I agree.
Yeah, I tell you you're crazy. Yeah, I tell you you're crazy. Now, listen, obviously, the only thing 4-4 is better than is 3-5 and 2-6. That's the only thing 4-4 is better than.
It is better than.
This is a very good conference. You know, if I looked at this I look at this conference right now, and I know it's early. It's only 2 weeks, and we'll see what Carson looks like out there and how this offense shapes up over the next few weeks. But the Eagles are, I would say, the fourth best team in the conference right now. And some could argue they aren't the fourth best team in the conference if you want to throw in a team like Green Bay. But I would put the Vikings, the Rams, and the Bucks ahead of the Eagles right now.
Yeah, I agree.
So they are at best, in my opinion, the fourth best team in this conference.
Yeah, at least.
And so 4-4, with a loss already coming against the Bucks. See, the problem for the Eagles is if they are 4-4, that means they are still dealing with players being in and out of the lineup. Right. And you get too far behind, you may not be able to catch up. Their only saving grace would be winning this division. That's their only saving grace. It would be winning.
Agreed.
That, but I'm not. But see, here's my thing.
Yeah,
I'm all about going back to back. I haven't changed my goals for this team. I believe they need to have home field advantage to do that.
Yeah.
You want to go to Minnesota?
No.
An NFC championship game? I don't. I mean, I don't like our. Listen, we'll ride it out if that's where we got to go. But I would prefer to be here. I would prefer to have those teams come here. And Sunday is a big reason why I would prefer it. Our defense isn't the same on the road.
No, it's not.
So I need them at home.
So like
I need them at home.
I don't want people to think that this is a sky's falling take or the Eagles are in serious trouble and this team's done and everything else. That's not what I'm saying at all, because I do think they win the game this week. But when you look ahead to the first eight games, and we talked about this, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we're talking about the offensive struggling and when's Carson coming back. Well, now we know Carson's back. It's week three. Uh-huh. But what we didn't take into account then is an Ajayi back injury, a Jason Peters injury, a Darren Sproles out. Doug spoke today. It seems like that Sproles is going to be another game or two, and Ajayi is day-to-day or could play this week.
Right.
The fact that Alshon's not back yet, that you're signing Jordan Matthews to try to just help your wide receiving core get through it. When you look at the schedule right now and you have the Colts and then you're at the Titans and then you go Vikings at the Giants on a short week, Panthers at home, and then in London against the Jags, that's a tough schedule right there.
Yeah, you got room for one more loss. And I prefer if you're going to lose it, it'd be against the Jags.
Yeah.
You already lost one conference game. Now you got to steal a conference game back. Vikings is a must-win game. Giants, must-win game. Carolina here, must-win game.
But the way they're playing right now, I don't know if you can have must-win games.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
because the reason why, I mean, the circumstances aren't going to change, meaning that this is a tight conference, that you need home field advantage. So being 4-4, yeah, your saving grace is a bad division.
Uh-huh.
So you can win the NFC East, but it makes your chances of getting to the Super Bowl that much more difficult. And I'm not ready to change what my expectations are. So I hear you at 4-4. I'm telling you.
Realistic?
Losing against Tampa means they have to win. They need to win all their home games. Let me start with that first and foremost.
All right.
Win every home game. Now your road games are
at Tennessee.
Yep, Tennessee
at Giants,
at New York, and Jacksonville. Yeah, so I'll give
They're the good games to have on the road.
I'll give you Jacksonville. If I got to give up one of the three on the road, I'll give you Jacksonville. You can't be losing to Blaine Gabbert in Tennessee, and you can't be losing to the New York Giants on a Thursday night.
See here, as much as I'm picking them to win this week. The way they're playing.
And you definitely can't lose Sunday.
Well, I agree with you. You can't go 1-2
exactly.
And have your second loss to the Colts.
Right.
But the way this team's playing right now, can you for sure say about any team in the league that they can beat? Maybe at home. You can make the case at home that if it's not the Cardinals or one of the real bottom feeders of the league, that a lot of the other games are, you can't look at it with the same certainty to say, oh, no, the Eagles will beat that team. And we saw that last week with a Buccaneers team that's a lot better than anybody thought they were going to be, for sure.
Well, I tried to warn you about that all week.
You did?
Yeah.
You tried to?
Yeah. So just by that happening, that lets you know they can be beat by anybody.
Yes.
It's the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, they can be beaten by anybody. They need to get their act together and start putting W's back on the board. Like Carson's coming back this week. I don't know. All of a sudden, what I'm going to say, let's give Carson 2 weeks to find his rhythm. Don't matter if we win or lose the game. As long as Carson, when he finds his rhythm, if we're 1-4, we'll be okay because Carson will dig us out of the hole. That's not happening.
No.
That's not happening. So Carson coming back, to me, should increase our chances of winning.
Yeah, agreed.
So they need to win this game Sunday.
Agreed, but the lack of...
Ooh, and when the Vikings come to town, boy, yeah, that's going to be... That's going to be a good one there.
It is.
And you can't be losing to Blaine Gabbert in Tennessee.
That's the Buck-Aikman game.
Yeah, can't
Tennessee.
Be losing them.
On the road.
Yeah, can't be losing that game. Got to go win that game. You owe us one. You lost to Tampa. Now you got to go get a win back. You got to go get a win back.
4-4, not realistic to you?
Of course it's realistic, okay. But it's not acceptable.
Okay.
So I don't feel like we'll be okay. I'm not, 4-4, no. I'm concerned other than the fact that hopefully this division stinks.
We
can go 10-6 and win a division.
I would be, not that you're okay.
That's the best you're going to get.
Not that you're okay with losing a couple games here. I'm okay with losing a couple games here.
What?
Does that make sense?
No,
Ben,
not
does that
at
make
all.
Sense? You don't want to be the guy that's okay with losing a couple games. But
you are.
Yeah, but Ike, you have to be realistic, right? Like, see, here's the problem with what's going on with Eagles fans. And I may lump you into it. We got to be realistic about what this team is right now and how difficult it is to do this 2 years in a row.
Man, stop it with that realistic nonsense. You were realistic last week, and how did that? What did that work? I'm the one who told you.
But you still picked Eagles to win. You still picked them to win. So
yeah,
it's not like you came out.
I wasn't confident.
No, you weren't confident.
Yeah, I weren't confident. Yeah. How did I sound all week? Here's what I always tell our listeners, John.
Right.
You're gonna know where I really stand on the game. By how I analyzed the game week.
You wanted to pick the Bucks to win, I knew it.
I knew it was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, felt like that.
Part of me was hoping. So I didn't want to put the juju on them.
No, I know. Believe me, I understand you hate doing that. And I'm not even advocating to do that. All I'm saying is that I'm giving you how I feel about this team right now.
That's fine.
And even if I feel like this is a win this week, this is not easy sledding. You're at Tennessee. That's not a lock.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lock. You're home against the Vikings.
Right? I got news for you.
Yeah.
None of the games are a lock. None of them are easy. They are the Super Bowl defending champions. None of them will be easy.
Your schedule's tough.
Yeah.
There were a lot of easy games last year because the Eagles were that much better than their opponents. They're not this year.
Okay.
That's the difference right now. Right now.
So they're favored this week. Will they be favored in Tennessee?
Depends what they do this week.
Yeah, you're right.
If it's a...
They win, they certainly will be favored.
If they win by 10 points this week, they're favored in Tennessee a slight number.
So coming off two wins, would Vegas dare to make them underdogs at home against Minnesota?
How's the offense look?
They're coming off two wins.
They could.
I don't think so.
It's going to be right around even if the Eagles are 1 or 2 point.
I just don't think the Eagles are going to be underdogs at home. That's my only point. So... Other than possibly the Jacksonville game in London, because they're more familiar with being over there and handling that traveling schedule, I expect the Eagles to be favored in every game.
At the Giants, yes.
Yeah. Carolina here, yes.
Carolina, yes.
Yeah.
And then at Jags, probably not. If they're continuing
possibly.
To play.
It could be a pick 'em.
Well, and it all depends what happens between now and them. If the Eagles continue to struggle on offense and they lose games, that's going to change everything drastically. Right, so I'm not. The sky isn't falling. I'm not being negative about this. Here's my focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is just handling everything. Just keep everything in order. Just try to stay afloat until Alshon comes back and he gets healthy. Until Jay Ajayi gets healthy. Until Darren Sproles gets healthy.
Well, who knows when that's going to be?
That's exactly right. But that's until Howie can figure something else out. Until a young guy can get some experience and step up.
You got Corey Clement running now.
On both of my fantasy teams, Corey.
That doggone John Ritchie got the waiver over me, man.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think he did.
He was available?
Yeah, I think he was available.
Wow.
Yeah, and since I'm the number one seed, I don't have the I'm last on the waiver wire.
Yeah, you get slim pickings.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
Because I was on him.
888-729-9494. 94. It's the Marks and Reese Show. And when I look at this upcoming schedule, I look at 4-4 and I say that's a real realistic possibility. And that's okay. And you say it's not.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure everybody else doesn't think that's okay either.
All right.
I would love to hear from them.
888-729-9494. Tell me why that's not okay. There's a whole second half to play after the bye week. 888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.